Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Now that I've lost everything to you, you say you want to start something new, and it's breaking my heart, you're leaving.
So, Mississippi news anchor and meteorologist Barbie Bassett has been off the air since she repeated a lyric by Snoop Dogg that used his term for the N-word. She's been at the network for 23 years, but is no longer listed as a news team member on their website, leading to speculation that she's been fired.
Yeah, so welcome to the wild, wild world of wokeism and cancel culture. And what we used to call it political correctness. You know, that's all it is. Just a different version of political correctness, right? But, you know, she said on air the lyric from Snoop Dogg that, you know, now you got me scared. Like, it's a very bland. I mean, it's something you could have in a lyric that people have said, okay? The first part of it is for shizzle. Okay, that's okay to say. Okay, I think. I mean, all that is for sure. The second part is No, I wouldn't. Rhymes with fizzle, okay, but starts with an N, okay? And so it's a euphemism in the song for the N word, which is kind of funny because you can say the N word, but you can't say this word that's also not the N. Like, these rules are insane. They're totally insane. But so she's off the air because she said it. Because, you know, apparently this is something that you can't say, right?
Now, I don't know why she's been fired, but I do know that people have to understand that sometimes stuff comes out of folks' mouths and you might want to start with, hey, maybe that wasn't the smartest thing to say, as opposed to, you're out.
Yeah.
That's just me, been in this situation before.
She knows whereof she speaks. Whoopi has said some things, right? And she's right. The appropriate response is, hey, did you mean to say that? Do you know what that means? You know, maybe you shouldn't have said that quite in this way because of what that means, even though it's not the actual word, it's a euphemism for it. But we're in that zone where, like, you know, sound-alikes, rhymes with, all of that stuff. You know, you can just get canceled for all of that stuff. Sunny Hostin weighs in.
I will tell you, I'm going to admit, as a person of color, can we say the first part of the lyric?
Probably not, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's from a famous song, and
it's it's hard.
You guys know. It's hard to discuss.
Isn't that amazing? She asks the producer, can we say the for shizzle part? And the producer's like, no, you can't even say that. Why not? That's a euphemism for sure. Highly controversial. But it's amazing, like, even the folks at The View are scared of even saying the first portion of it. That's just absolutely amazing. So again, Sunny goes on.
But I didn't know that meant the N-word.
Mm-hmm. I did.
I'm from the Bronx. My people are from Georgia and Puerto Rico. I've been singing that song, and then I didn't know. So I thought maybe she didn't know either, and she was just like, you know, she did it out of ignorance.
Which is possible. Okay, certainly possible. People might well have said that many times and never thought anything of it. Certainly the first part, people have said that and not thought anything of it, as they shouldn't think anything of it. But, you know, they had this conversation, and it was very interesting to me because what I didn't expect out of this discussion was I didn't expect a lesson on conservatism from Whoopi Goldberg.
I got to tell you this. Wait, you know what? Now that we're talking about this.
Yes.
There are too many things. Y'all need to make a book of stuff that no one can say. There has to be a book of stuff nobody could ever say.
And then we could all study.
Ever.
Then the book would be banned.
Include everything. Include everything.
Then the book would be banned. Yeah, give me the list. These are the okay words, these are the not okay words, or even just these are the not okay words. You know, give me Carlin's list of seven no-nos and, you know, whatever the list needs to be, you know, and give me the monthly update. You know, give me the list so that I can know. Oh, man, This is so fabulous. I'll finish this up in just a second. Let's get Kanye here with Traffic on the Fives.
This is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. I mean, usual areas of congestion near school. Certainly I-10, I-110 seems to be flowing smoothly. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done and certainly small enough to care. 250-3756 for that no-hassle estimate. If you have a traffic tip, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Kanye. So back to Whoopi Goldberg, who is in the midst of a, what I can only describe as textbook teaching moment about what conservatism stands for. You say, I don't really hear that in what she's saying. She's talking about how there ought to be a book with the list of all the banned words. That doesn't sound very conservative. No. Let her finish, and then I'll explain.
Because I tell you, the things that change, you can say this, but you can't say that. But next week, you might not be able to say this. It's hard to keep up. It's hard to keep up. And if you're a person of a certain age, there's stuff we do and we say. You know what I'm saying.
And it's also,
and you have no idea until somebody says, oh, by the way.
Yeah.
What is she saying? There needs to be a list. The list needs to be clear. The list needs to be comprehensive. The list needs to carry the punishments. It needs to tell you in advance what they are. And the list needs to not change. And it needs to be easy to understand. What are the rules? What can you do? What can't you do? What are the consequences for it? You know what she's explaining? She's crying out for the rule of law. She's saying, give us the rule of law, you word anarchists, you wokists, you members of the cancel crowd. Like, she's screaming for the rule of law. This concept that, I mean, not only conservatives believe in, but that is one of the pillars of American democracy, of making our system work, and of the idea of conservatism, which is everybody's subject to the same rules. The rules have to be clear. The rules have to be enforced in a non-capricious manner. And everybody needs to know them, and they need to not change very much. That's the rule of law, which is the exact opposite of wokeism and cancel culture, where the whole point is to change fast. In fact, somebody just texted me a great point on this, said, so in my opinion, this woke cancel culture censorship thing is really about grooming people into voluntary compliance on self-censorship, abridging free speech psychologically. So there's two possibilities here, right? The left understands the dangers of censorship because when they talk about academic freedom on the campus, what they will say is when you make teachers afraid of saying the wrong things, they learn to restrict their speech, because what happens is you have like the blackout zone and then you have the grayout zone, and what people do is they stay out of the grayout zone even though it would be allowed because they're afraid that it might be the blackout zone and the rules aren't clear, so they aim for the safe area only, right? The sterilized version of speech because they're so afraid of getting in trouble. And they're right about that. That is the harmful effect of censorship on campus or in any other environment, where because you're concerned about the rules and the rules are not clear, you just wind up not saying any of that stuff. I don't want to get in trouble, right? So they totally understand this when it comes to on campus and, you know, academic freedom. And you say, well, why don't they get it in this other area? Well, there's two possibilities. Either they don't get it, one possibility, or they absolutely do get it. And when it comes to limiting their version of speech, they use one side of the argument. And when it comes to limiting my version of speech, they turn it all around and they absolutely want me to feel scared of the things that I say. They want everybody to be scared of the things. We want us so fearful that we might run afoul of some speech code that we just kind of don't talk about the stuff. We don't even have the language allowance to express our disagreement with the prevailing orthodoxy that is shaped by which words you can and cannot say. I mean, this is unbelievable stuff. It really is. Now, I will say this, Whoopi, in very typical Whoopi fashion, she went on and made it funny in an unintentional way.
You should know that just because we're on television, wherever we are, whoever we're talking about, just because we're on television doesn't mean we know everything. We don't know everything you're not supposed to do.
But here, I had thought that everybody on TV was omniscient. But isn't that a funny thing to say to somebody? Like, we think we're omniscient, and you maybe make the mistake of thinking that we're omniscient, but, you know, actually, we're just people. I hadn't realized that at all. But she did have a good follow-up to all of this, a good summary statement of it all, which I totally agree with.
And if there's something someone says, if you're not going to give them the opportunity to explain why they said it, at least give them the grace of saying, you know what, I've just been informed that I should not have done that, as opposed to you're out. Because you saying you're out means you don't want to hear what people have to say or the mistakes that they might have made that could help somebody else not make
and
that mistake.
And there's no rehabilitation.
No, there's none. And we'll be right damn back.
That's not the key part. The key part is the, hey, talk to people. It's almost like the biblical rule, right? When somebody does something wrong, you talk to them one-on-one, then you take some friends, and then you bring them before the whole community. Like, that's exactly it. Give people a chance to give grace. So Whoopi Goldberg is talking about giving grace and advocating for the rule of law. And, man, I just didn't know she'd converted. But welcome to the right side of history, Whoopi. 821 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And, look, if you're thinking about – you might be thinking about the next vehicle and trying to decide, do I want a used or new, right? I mean, that's a very reasonable question to ask. So here's what you do. Feel free to go look at new cars. That's fine. And then go look at Frontier Motors. And what you'll find is, you know, you're looking at the, like, 2023s or 2024s over here, and you're looking at the 2021s and 2022s over there, and you just have to decide, okay, how much difference is there between them, really, and then how much cost difference is there between them, really, and you make an adult decision. Of course, what you might do is what I do, which is what Dave Ramsey recommends, which is, man, there's not that much difference between them, but there's an awful big difference in price, so I think I will save several thousand dollars, and I'll go with this one over here, and that's why you buy, and if you do like I do, again, you kind of buy them and run them into the ground. 330,000 miles for my Honda Accord, 180 on my current Civic. I mean, that's just kind of how you do. That's midlife for a Honda, right? Anyway, Frontier Motors is a great place to buy good quality, recently used cars, 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, in good condition, for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Wherever you are, you can listen to News Radio Pensacola online at newsradio923.com or on our mobile app.
That's Frank.
Good morning, 823, News Radio 92.3, informative, local. It's sunny outside. Woohoo! Yay! So excited about that. Oh, my goodness. We are having way too much fun today. Seriously, it's a good Wednesday. 437-1620 if you want to text in. The texts are killing me, too. Especially all of the texts about, let's just say, the planetary alignment texts. Thank you very much. Thank you
The
very
ones
much.
I know, I'm just going to go smack.
Yeah.
That's the show. Oh, my gosh, you guys. I got sick laughing so hard.
She actually did.
I really did.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Haitian kidnappers are reportedly demanding more ransom for a Florida couple taken from a bus stop earlier this month. Family members of Gene Dickens Toussaint and his wife Abigail say they've paid $6,000 already. Criminals are now demanding more than $200,000 for each person. The CEO of Starbucks now set to be questioned on Capitol Hill today. Howard Schultz will be answering questions about the coffee giant trying to stop unions from forming at its stores across the country. And there may be an X-Files reboot on the way. Original series creator Chris Carter said in an interview that Black Panther director Ryan Coogler is now reworking the sci-fi series with a more diverse cast. The X-Files originally aired from 93 until 2001.
You know, I suppose some people's first reaction will be, Look, you've got a minority already because she's a redhead. I mean, we're a minority.
Yeah, that's our first thought about that, yeah. Gingers.
But if you make, like, you know, if you make, how do I get them backwards? Mulder's the dude, right? That's David
right.
Duchovny.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Okay. You know, you make Mulder
and
a black
Scully.
Guy, and Scully, mm-hmm. you make, I don't know, a Latina, okay, let's say. And somebody's going to be like, God, why does everything have to, who cares? I mean, honest, does it matter? is their race germane to the plot?
Well, the Equalizer's a lady now.
Right, and that's a really entertaining
great.
Show.
She's a queen.
She very much is. All right, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I have a friend that dated her when she was Princess Latifah. She didn't go by Princess Latifah.
You're saying when she was younger.
When she was younger, I was like, oh my God, was she was Princess? No. Whoopi go, okay, sorry, I was reading something else. Stop and go 98 eastbound from Whispering Pines Boulevard to Parish Boulevard in Navarre. That stop and go, it doesn't look like an accident, and I'm not sure. And certainly, if you know different, let us know. But it is stop and go again, 98 eastbound from Whispering Pines Boulevard, Navarre to Parish Boulevard, Navarre. It's traffic on the fives. Text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Oh, we got a bunch of texts in here. I want to share these with you on the whole The View thing and the, you know, the words and all of it. Somebody here says in 1944, 18-year-olds were storming beaches to their certain deaths, and in 2023, 18-year-olds need a safe room because words hurt their feelings.
Okay, you get where that's better, though, right?
Well, better for the overall condition of the world, but are the 18-year-olds of today capable of doing what the 18-year-olds of then did? Some would. Somebody here says Whoopi Goldberg should invent an app called Whoopipedia and list everything that can't be said. I believe we can come up with a funnier version of that. Somebody here says asking for people to speak with empathy is not psychological warfare. It's just adulthood. Sometimes it is. And in many circumstances these days, it's really childish and ridiculous and totalitarian. Somebody here says, what was the word? Oh, no, we're not going down that. We're not going down that one. Somebody here says, I guess we'll have to surrender free speech over to the AI for vetting. Mamma mia, oops, is that racist? You know, all and other examples, right? Right. And I got a very, this is hurtful. I mean, this is genuinely hurtful. This person has been very mean to me today. Somebody texted in and said, and you cannot fool us, Andrew McKay. You know the names of all the hosts and the executive producer because you are a fan of The View. Now, that is the kind of stuff that will get you blocked from my phone, okay? That is the kind of nonsense that I will not endure.
You don't talk about your View tattoo.
Why do you have to tell them everything? Gosh, told you that in secret.
Secret.
Because you're good at keeping secrets. 828 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, my goodness. Where are we? There's so much stuff to be talked about today. No, I'm not doing that. That's too serious. I'm tempting. Okay, fine. Okay. We're having fun. I hate to interject something serious in here, but we talked the other day about the bill that's working its way through Tallahassee where there will be no more transgender surgeries or hormone treatments for anybody who's a minor. Anybody who's an adult will not be able to use insurance in order to pay for those things. And, you know, doctors would be a third degree felony if you perform. And, you know, there's some and things like custody. If there's a custody battle over this, the parent who's trying to keep the kid from getting these things will get the presumption benefit of the doubt. There's a bunch of stuff built into that. Oh, and if you're already undergoing as a minor, you'll have till the end of the year to get back off. There's no grandfathering clause in there. Okay, that's the bill. Okay, that's the bill. And I tell you this only because it helps you understand that as a nation, we are very much not in agreement about this. Oregon, again, I don't know why I was paying attention to Oregon yesterday so much, but they're getting ready to pass a bill that would make it so you can pump your own gas in the People's Republic of Oregon, finally. Long story, but that's good news. The bill that is relevant here is they're working on legislation that would allow children of 15 or older to make basically any medical decision for themselves, of course, including something like securing an abortion, but also undergoing transgender hormone therapy, surgical intervention, any of that stuff without consent of a parent. So Florida is saying this stuff is so bad that no parent should be able to consent to it for their child until that person is an adult. Oregon is working on saying this stuff is so good that even over the objection of the parent or just without the information and consent of the parent, children ought to be allowed to opt for this. So, yeah, we're not in agreement. We are in the middle of some very significant cultural disagreements in this country. I mean, I don't think that's particularly newsworthy, but I was just kind of stunned, even though I lived in Oregon and I know where they are on a lot of things. I was stunned to find out that, you know, where we are and where they are. And of course, some states are probably going to follow this pattern and other states are going to follow our pattern. We'll kind of see where it all ends up. What do you have coming up, David?
A felony charge for Charles Stamatolis won't be prosecuted. More after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The two Nashville police officers who confronted and killed the school shooter Monday are honored for their heroism. Fox's Brooke Singman.
Catherine Kuntz was on a Zoom call at the time the shooter entered the school. Police say she hung up and went for the shooter after hearing the gunshots, something her friends say is exactly what she would do for her students.
The Uvalde Foundation, who gave the police officers the honor, was formed after a school shooting in Texas last year. Former longtime Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz testifies for a Senate committee today, accused by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders of illegal union busting.
Nearly 300 Starbucks stores have voted to unionize, but none have gotten a contract deal with the company yet. Schultz is expected to say the company's tried negotiating, but union reps have improperly demanded multi-store negotiations and delayed or refused to attend meetings.
Fox's Jill Nato. This is the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 News Radio 92.3, 56 degrees. It is partly cloudy right now in Pensacola. The state attorney's office says they won't be prosecuting former dentist Charles Stamatolis on the final pending felony battery charge. Court documents show the victim doesn't want to testify and is satisfied with the sentences that he's received on other charges against him. Now, the charge originally was filed after Stamatolis was accused of grabbing a 74-year-old patient by the face and kissing her during a dental appointment. Stamatolis had been charged with seven other prior misdemeanor battery counts for inappropriately touching other dental patients. He was convicted last October on one count, pled no contest to six others in January. He was sentenced to around 13 months total in the Escambia County Jail. Family members have identified the victim of a shooting on Mission Road last weekend as Angel Bailey, a 32-year-old mother. Investigators say they say she was shot and killed by her cousin, 18-year-old Nathaniel Cunningham. Deputies are still looking for Cunningham on murder charges, family members urging him to turn himself in.
I don't want nobody in the streets to kill him. I don't want no other family members to kill him. We have to forgive and we have to let the law take its place.
Family member Tamika Thomas there. The shooting happened again at a home on Mission Road. Family members say Bailey was staying there with her uncle, who's Cunningham's grandfather. If you have information on Nathaniel Cunningham's location, contact Crime Stoppers or call the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. A Bay Minette man died after a crash in Baldwin County yesterday. Happened on I-65 north of Bay Minette. Alabama state troopers say 57-year-old Robert Mons IV hydroplaned and drove off the road and hit a tree. He was taken to a Mobile hospital but died from his injuries. Could be illegal to use TikTok soon at colleges around the state. A Board of Governors committee yesterday approved an emergency measure that would allow the state university system chancellor Ray Rodriguez to go ahead and impose that ban. A measure says Rodriguez can announce the ban now at his discretion and as soon as practical. One board member telling the Tampa Bay Times that TikTok is an immediate threat to faculty at the colleges and their research. The average start time for Florida high schools is 7:45 in the morning. There's a bill gaining steam in the Florida Senate that would push back school start times for a lot of those high schoolers.
What we're doing now is not what's best for students, and the science shows that. The research and the data show that. So how can we recognize that and improve upon how we are currently operating and make sure that we are getting the most maximum effectiveness for our students?
Bill sponsor Danny Burgess there. He says the bill would prevent middle schools from starting the instructional day before 8 o'clock in the morning. High schools wouldn't be able to start until 8:30 at the earliest. The bill has two more committee stops before it would reach the full Senate for debate there. Well, there's a chance for local artists to have their work seen by a whole lot of people each and every day.
We're hosting a design contest for artists for a 3D, three-dimensional welcome sign that probably will be seen by more 100,000 plus folks every day, which is coming off the Three Mile Bridge.
And that's Mayor D.C. Reeves. The city's holding a contest for the design on that new sign. And if you're interested in submitting a design, check out the city website. They have to be in by April 26th. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at your traffic on the fives with Candy.
I just think it's funny. A pastor texted us, a Snoop Dogg giving the thumbs up. Thank you, Pastor. As we take a look, he said it was okay. Taking a look at our roads, watching it looks like a little bit of a more than a tie up on 98 and Gulf Breeze, and it usually is pretty busy this time of day. But stop and go 98 eastbound from Whispering Pines Boulevard to Parish Boulevard in Navarre. Traffic tips text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy, for that update. 8:35. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
Cloudy day today with temperatures warming up near 70 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the low 50s. Sunshine returns on Thursday. Plenty of sunshine with a high near 73, low near 63 degrees. For Friday, we will have partly cloudy skies with a high near 78, temperatures dropping near 69. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. 8:35, 56 degrees, partly cloudy in Pensacola, 57 in Gulf Breeze, 54 in Milton. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Mom, can I have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Your money now. The Dow is up today, 219.18 at 32.613.43. The S&P 500 up 40.19 at 40.11.46. And the NASDAQ is up 159.48 at 11.875.78. The U.S. 10-year bond rate today at 3.594%. And gold price is down a little bit at 1981. Silver at 2334 today. Top regulators testifying before Congress on the collapses of Silicon Valley and Signature Bank. Michael Barr, the Fed's top banking overseer, told a Senate panel on Tuesday that Signature Valley Bank failed because of management didn't appropriately address the clear interest rate and liquidity risk. CEO of Starbucks testifying on Capitol Hill today, Howard Schultz, answering questions about the coffee giant trying to stop unions from forming at its locations. And the Mega Millions lottery is up. There's no grand prize winner on Tuesday. That pushes the jackpot up to $355 million for Friday night's drawing. It's 8:38 at News Radio 92.3. Your next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today we have a frivolous topic suggested to us by Mayor D.C. Reeves. Right? I mean, the most obvious frivolous topic we could possibly do and we're getting ready to do it. You ready for this? What do you want to name the street sweepers? 437-1620, 437-1620. Give us your names for it, because what the city of Pensacola is doing is it's saying, we got these three street sweepers, and we're going to rename them, and we're going to have a contest where citizens can submit names, and you can submit up to three, one for each of the street sweepers, and only one time, though. And DC was telling us earlier that he's already had about 500 suggestions, about 150 entries as of yesterday early. So you got to assume they're going to be flooded. I mean, they're going to be completely flooded with suggestions. So 437-1620, 437-1620. Tell me your suggestions. I've got it posted up on our Facebook page as well. You can post them there. Candy, have you had time to think of any?
I sure have. Mine comes with a theme song.
Oh, all right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Jeepers, sweepers.
Oh, nice.
See, you like that?
Okay.
Where'd you get
right,
that? I'll garbage.
Take... Nicely done.
Thank you.
Ones that are
you
on
can
our...
have that for free, DC.
I appreciate that. Sure. Ones that are on our Facebook page, we have, Broomhilda. Broom instead of broom.
Right.
I like that.
That's great.
Obviously, Sweepy McSweepface, of course.
That was
I mean,
my first one, and DC is like, we've already got a bunch of those.
Yeah, we've already got 20 of those.
Grr.
Thanks for playing. So I thought you were creative. No, we just got one put on our Facebook page that cracks me up. I like this one. Sweeping Beauty.
Oh, I love that. That's cute.
I know. That's like better than all the other, you know, like Sweepless in Pensacola or,
yeah.
You know, but.
Mop
and then,
in the name of love.
The Grim Sweeper.
That's great.
This person
I
should
love
win.
Grim
this is King Cindy, I think, is the name here. Yeah, the Grim Sweeper. I like that. That's great. And we could deck it all out in black, you know, and have.
You can put like
a little,
on the side.
Little sickle on the side. You
yeah,
know, that's
it
what it goes
stay clean
along with,
or
right?
else. With a, like a picture of DC giving you the stink eye.
It could be like, I'm coming for you. Flame skull or something. I don't know. I feel like we've gone too far with it, but that's okay.
Like Pensacon could decorate it.
Somebody suggested like the Three float. Stooges, Larry, Curly, and Moe. And if we ever add another one, then we could have a Shemp, right? Okay.
I love that you know that.
Optimus Grime.
Oh. That's the winner.
Love it.
Optimus Grime.
Let's see.
4-3 turn into a little beetle.
Meryl Sweep. 4-3-7. These are great. You guys are the best. 437-1620. A sweep car named Desire.
Oh my gosh.
These are
these
are genuinely.
Love that.
You guys have to submit.
You have to go. Stella and Stanley.
Yeah, you have to go
sweep
submit.
Sweep cars named Desire.
Go
great.
To the website and actually put these entries in because they need to see these. These are. I hope they publish them all. I will definitely do a records request if they don't publish them. But these are so fantastic. 437-1620, Sweepalupagus. Oh, wait a minute. Sweep it upagus. Sweep it upagus. That's what it should be, right?
That's so great.
I love it.
That's so great. These
another,
are so good.
Another one for Grim Sweeper. I love that. The Sweeping Beauty is another one, or Sweep Dreams Are Made of These. You know, I kind of like that kind of idea. So 437-1620, have you seen my sweep ball? I don't get that one. I'm sorry. Have you seen my meatball? Is that what that is?
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
the Groover Hoover. Oh.
The Groover Hoover. What does that mean? The grooviest Hoover? Or is it a
like a Hoover, group? Like a vacuum.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. Fair enough. 437-1620. Man, these are fantastic.
Here, see if you want to read this one.
Oh, what is, can I?
I don't think we can. Thanks, TJ. You are the most.
I could say that.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because of the, just, right.
Yeah, because, you know.
Go ahead. Because of the
because of
journalists. Yes.
Yeah, sweep throat.
That's a great name, though. Because
why
they
were you thinking we shouldn't say that one?
Because there's another movie.
Okay.
All right. I guess, right?
The Sweepinator, I'll Be Back.
Oh, that's great.
Let's see. This is a something about Mary reference. Have you seen my baseball?
Oh, yeah. Have you seen my baseball?
I have.
You remember that?
I've seen the movie.
Her brother
I don't
would
remember.
Always ask, hey, have you seen my baseball?
Oh, that's right. Okay. All right. Very good. Oh, man. These are, you guys are the best. I didn't brainstorm in advance, so I don't have a bunch of suggestions to give to you, but, Sand Plow.
The name of my truck is Sand Plow. That name again is Mr. Plow. You remember that?
I'm trying to think on the feed about this, but you know how they're always losing the bristles off of the sweepers?
Mm-hmm.
Like the bristle donator or something like
oh,
that
that's
is
good.
Is stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know. I tried it online. All right, fair enough. We're done. If we get more, we'll share them with you. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
It looks like you're just fine as far as street sweepers go. Gosh, We need to do this topic again tomorrow.
I need some time to drink
and come up with funny names. And anyway, looks like roads are clear, not showing any problems. It looks like 98 still a little backed up, still stop and go, but it doesn't look like an accident. Certainly, if you know different or have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're in your 50s, okay, maybe your 40s, probably in your 50s, but you're starting to see changes in your parents. Okay, where they're starting to be, you know, they're having trouble doing activities of daily living, bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, cooking, cleaning, that kind of stuff. Maybe you're helping. Okay, maybe it's starting to be cognitive issues where they're just not as sharp or they're starting to forget things. And you know how when people are starting to go through that, they kind of hide it, like they kind of cover up for it. And you can notice that as well. Listen, if you're the kid and you're looking at your parents, the most natural thing in the world is to deny it, is to ignore it. You don't want to deal with it. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about these implications because it's, you know, it's difficult stuff to deal with. Don't ignore it. People need help. Get them the help they need. And here's the thing. You might think, well, I would never, ever recommend my parents go into a nursing facility. I understand. But there's a thing called independent living and assisted living that's in between. That's you live your life, but you're in an apartment, but you get help from people who can serve to give you those needs that are very difficult to keep up with. So you get to maximize independence and get the care you need. Assisted living. It's really probably not what you think it is if that's your reaction, but I understand that reaction. Call my friend John Horton. He's got a company called Assisted Living Locators. There's no charge, and really he just helps you figure out what's right and where's the right place because there's more than 30 options here locally, and you got to navigate that, which can be a little bit of a challenge, but that's what he's there for. 712-0887 for assistedlivinglocators.com.
If your family includes an amazing kid with autism, then you are invited to WSRE on Saturday, April 1st for Amazing Kids Day, an event offering sensory-friendly fun for kids and helpful resources for family impacted by autism. It's Amazing Kids Day on April 1st. This free event will accommodate a limited number of children, so registration is required. Go to wsre.org/education to register your family for Amazing Kids Day, 9 a.m. to noon on April 1st at WSRE.
Whether you're looking for the number one selling diesel lawnmower, utility vehicle, compact tractor, or compact excavator, Coastal Machinery has it all. There's a reason even their competitors use Kubota engines. It's the number one diesel engine under 100 horsepower in the world. Take advantage of 0% long-term financing and large Kubota incentives. Stop by the Kubota field event Friday from 10:30 to 12:30, talk with Kubota factory reps, and enjoy free lunch and door prizes. 6701 Mobile Highway, just north of the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds.
Dependable traffic on the fives with local news at the top and bottom of each hour on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We have top men working on it right now. Who? Top men.
All right, so last night was the PACE Awards, the Pensacola Area Commitment to Excellence Awards. I think I probably said the wrong acronym for that earlier. But anyway, where we give awards to some of the very most productive and important and influential and service-oriented members of the community. And in fact, last night we had awards for the Pioneer Awards for Bel Bear, the Spirit of Pensacola for Grover Robinson, Leader in Education, Dr. Kim Thomas from C.A. Weiss. Professional leader was David Delman from Cox Communications. The community leader was Sheriff Chip Simmons. The business leader was Kara Cardona from Navy Federal. The advocate leader was Connie Bookman from Pathways for Change. And emerging leader, our good friend Nicole Stacy from Visit Pensacola. And one of the things, you know, I was at this thing last night, and a couple of the speeches were just phenomenal, like genuinely fantastic. And I shared them with you once already, but I want to share them with you again because I know not everybody's listening to all 4 hours. I mean, heck, even I don't listen to all 4 hours, right, Candy? Neither do you, right? We do.
Yeah, we do.
We have to. I'm making the soup, right? So, okay, this is Sheriff Chip Simmons in what I can only describe as the most unexpectedly hilarious speech I have ever heard him give when he's receiving his award.
I can't think of community without really thinking about my first community lesson, if you will. Years ago, even right after Susan and I got married, I was a rookie police officer, and I was about 1 year in, and I thought I could do anything. So I go to my sergeant, and I say, hey, there's an opening in traffic. Traffic's where they ride the motorcycles. I said, I think I'd like to do that. Well, my sergeant was not the kind that would like that. He is a, if you're not chasing bad guys, you're not one of these pretty boys on a motorcycle with leather pants and all shiny sunglasses. And so I knew that, and I knew I didn't have a chance. I had only been on a year. But police officers, we do what we do, and we wanted to mess with him as much as I could. So I waited until he left, and I put me a letter. Back then, you had to write a letter. You asked for a transfer. And so I wrote the letter. I said, "Dear Chief, I would like to transfer to the motor unit because I look good on a motorcycle." Because I knew this would really aggravate my sergeant. And so he was already gone, so I put it on his desk, and I left. And I came back the very next morning, only to find that my sergeant didn't get the letter because he was sick. So I said, "Oh, no." So I get back over there, and I look for the letter. The letter's gone. So the patrol captain's assistant has picked up this letter, didn't look at it, just said it was a transfer request, and sends it to Jerry Potts. Jerry Potts, former police chief, but this time he's a sergeant in traffic. And so I'm thinking, what am I going to do now? It was a joke. What's going on here? And so I just get on out, hit the beat, work. And I get up and I see Jerry Potts down the hallway. He says, "Pip Simmons." With that delay like that, It's like your mom used to put your middle name in there, Chip Wayne Simmons, but he didn't do that. "Chip Simmons, you got a minute?" "Of course I have a minute." I walk in there and he starts telling me about community. This is his way of getting to me. He says, "It's not about us, son. This is about the community. It's not about you and what you look like on a motorcycle. It's about the community." And I said, "Sergeant, it's a joke. But it's community-minded. One of these days, you're going to need this life lesson." And he said, "But go ahead and go, and I'll think about what's going to happen." So as I get up, he said, "Oh, there's a paper. I need you to go see the chief." And I thought I was out of this. So I get the letter, and it says, "Go see the chief about a new traffic plan." And I'm confused. And you're probably confused, too. Why would you see the chief about this sort of a silliness? Well, I only told you the first part of the letter. The second part of the letter said, "Motorists on the roadway would see me on this motorcycle and naturally slow down to take a longer look." It was so much more funny writing it than hearing it read back to me. And so he thought, "Get out of here." But anyways, so that's my first, this is what community means, and this is what you should do. So fast forward, Jerry Potts is the chief of police, and I am a lieutenant, and we go to lunch 3 or 4 times a day back then. And it was, we may eat 3 or 4 times a day, we go to lunch. But we went to lunch several times a week. And all the time he would tell me, he says, "This is like that community lesson, isn't it, there, Lieutenant Simmons?" So every time I hear something like that, I remember the valuable lesson that I got from then Chief, God rest his soul, Jerry Potts, and I really do appreciate that. But the one thing he was right about is it is about the community. We work every day. You heard some of it on the video. We work every day trying to find out a way how we can do just a little bit better. Can we serve this community just a little bit more? Sometimes it's a Blazer Academy. Sometimes it's a movie night. Sometimes it's addressing a gunman. And at Pensacola Naval Air Station, sometimes it's saving a baby, sometimes it's finding a lost child, but it's always about service, and it's always about community. So thank you all very much.
Thanks a lot, Sheriff, for making us laugh and then cry all in the same speech. It's just fantastic. And I know this is going to come at a bump for traffic on the fives, but I think it's worth it. I want you to hear Connie Bookman talking about how you might be able to help prevent homelessness.
In every company, including yours, there are people that are one unfortunate event away from becoming homeless. They need only a car repair they can't afford, a medical bill they can't pay. That leads them into homelessness, living in their car many times with their children. So how many people are we talking about? Well, statistics tell us 1 in 8 people are at risk of becoming homeless because they have no safety net. And these are people that work for you, people we know, good people. And they're trying very hard to keep their family together. But one unfortunate event will kick them out of the workforce, out of their house, out of everything that matters to them. So how do we fix it? Well, I'll tell you, my friend Heath Owens is here tonight, and Heath hires a lot of people as condo cleaners. And a number of years ago, Heath had a turnover rate of 300%. Today, Heath has negative turnover. He has more people applying for jobs than he has jobs to give them. So how did he do that? What can we learn from Heath tonight? There was a young woman that was very dedicated and very reliable, and then she started showing up late for work, consistently 20 minutes late on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. And he thought, what if instead of going down there and threatening her with termination, what if I go down there and ask her what's going on? And that's exactly what he did. He found out that she couldn't afford the toll at the Garthone Point Bridge, so she drove into Pensacola and through Gulf Breeze every day to get to work. So he asked, how much is a monthly pass? And she told him, and he says, here's the money. Now show up on time tomorrow, which of course she did. And Heath was smart. That $60 was a loan. He asked her to pay it back over time, and she could do that, and she was very grateful. Heath tells me that most problems can be fixed for $300 or $400. A utility bill, a medical bill, a car repair. Heath is reducing homelessness one employee at a time. As we leave here tonight, think about who is in your scope of influence. What employee is struggling with something that you can fix? You will be the advocate of the year by saving someone from living in their car tomorrow. Thank you again, Pensacola Chamber, for this honor. God bless you all.
What an unbelievably strategic speech to a bunch of business owners all in that room, all who are in a position to maybe make that difference. And so are you, and so am I. Ah, just fantastic. Again, that was Connie Bookman from Pathways for Change, DC Reeves' mom, by the way, in case you don't know. We have a great, we have great people here. We really do.
My eyes are slits from crying. So thank you. What a wonderful speech. Man,
Candy's got Traffic on the Fives.
Traffic on the Fives is brought to you by the Home Outlet, and still stop and go on 98 eastbound from about Whispering Pines Boulevard to Parish Boulevard in Navarre. Looks like just regular traffic. Home Outlet, you're going to find a great new look for your kitchen, bathrooms, and flooring. Home Outlet 5007 Davis Highway. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's 8:58 and
time for future news. Candy, I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Will we have self-flying AI fighter jets with weapons in the next 5 years?
Yeah, I think we'll have them this year.
Terrifyingly, yes.
Yeah, I know.
I think the answer is yes. They're working on this with the F-16 right now. The Oyster Project that just finished up, $15 million of oysters in East Bay. Will that help to recultivate the actual oysters and clean the water?
100%.
This is all to the good. I really am optimistic about this. Will we have a change in the requirement for school resource officers or armed guards in Tennessee as a result of what happened?
Oh, I bet we will. I hope so.
I hope. I mean, you know, I hope, certainly. Will Oregon be able to pump their own gas anytime soon?
Well, they can live on the road, so they can pump their own gas.
It's the dumbest law. It is so protectionist. And oh, man, I lived there for a long time. And will it be safe to say faux shizzle anytime soon?
No comment.
You can say that. It means for sure. That one's okay.
Yeah, okay.
You're listening to...